Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so maybe like a week and a half ago, we did a little piece on this guy, Phil Campbell. And Phil Campbell found a town in Alabama called Phil Campbell, which was named after a railroad guy, who the guys around there said, hey, if you build a railroad depot here, the town that builds up around it, we'd call it Phil Campbell. And he said, all right, fine, I'm scorched and I'm in America, I'll do it. So in the 1800s or whatever. So Phil wanted to get everyone together in Phil Campbell, everyone who's called Phil Campbell. So if you know a Phil Campbell, text them now, tell them to listen to the radio, because this is utterly, utterly fascinating. Phil Campbell is an American journalist. They're actually making a movie that he is going to be portrayed in pretty soon. So Phil is on the phone to tell us all about it. How are you, Phil?
How you doing?
We told the story recently enough about you and your quest to celebrate Phil Campbell Day in Phil Campbell, which is, of course, a town. Is it Alabama?
Yes, Alabama.
And it is an amazing quest. I think that Peter Jackson should down tools on the Hobbit movies, and this is the quest he should focus on.
So where did the idea come from?
Well, shortly after I found out about the town, I was in college back in 1994, and I saw that there was a reference to the town on a television show I watched. I was just sitting around one night with my college roommates getting drunk, and we just saw a reference to the town on this popular TV show, and ran to the Road Atlas, the United States Road Atlas, and saw it.
Right.
And at that point on, I just kind of became obsessed with it. And it was just so strange. So I blew up a picture of the atlas with the town looking like 10 times as big as it really is. And it was just sort of coincidence later that summer, I had a girlfriend who was working down in Alabama, and we were talking about visiting. I'm like, okay, I'll visit, but we got to go to Phil Campbell while we're there. Take the drive, all right? That's why I'm coming. So we took the drive across the state, and when I showed up in town, I showed up at City Hall, and the city clerk came out. The police were there at the city hall, and they called the city clerk, and she came to meet me, and she pulled out a file in her records of all the Phil Campbells who've ever been through Phil Campbell, Alabama. And I sort of announced very abruptly and spontaneously, I am bringing back all the Phil Campbells.
Amazing.
And what do you think you'll do when all the Phil Campbells get there?
Well, we were gonna, we did a convention in '95, the very next year, but it was only Americans.
How many did you have?
We had 22 Phils and one Phyllis Campbell.
Brilliant.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mailed out letters. This was before the internet really had that, all the social networking features it has now. So everything was through the postal service. And we managed to get 22 Phils and a Phyllis. And we didn't do much. I mean, we just kind of stood around and made, cooked burgers, hamburgers, and did a photo shoot and, exchanged middle names.
Brilliant.
So what's the big plan there, then?
Well, the reason I'm doing it again this year is twofold. One is that since that time, the town has instituted its own town festival. It's called the Phil Campbell Hoedown.
So, of course it is.
So we are actually joining the Phil Campbell Hoedown.
Brilliant.
And we'll be doing a party with the town.
Right.
Which is very exciting for me. The second aspect is just the fact that social networking exists, and it's much easier to reach out to people, Facebook, etc. I found all these Phil Campbells all over the world, in Ireland, in Scotland, in Australia, etc.
And have you had confirmation that a lot of these international Phil Campbells are going to make the trip?
We got a few Australians saying they're coming. I'm really excited about being on Irish radio because I'm hoping you guys could help promote it.
There's got to be a few Phil Campbells around the place.
When's it happening?
June 17th and 18th.
Okay, so there's still a bit of time for the Phil Campbells to get their act together.
Yes.
Will you be insisting on name tags at the event?
We will have name tags.
Hi, my name is Phil Campbell. Phil, best of luck, man, and hopefully we'll talk to you again closer to the date and then after.